Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've been a teacher probably most of my life. I would tutor kids in classes younger than me. I taught Sunday school when I was in medical school. I would teach medical students. I would teach college students. I was an assistant professor, really qualified for associate professor, but I didn't go there. I didn't care. But if it matters to people, well, how far of a professor were you? I'm sorry, if I've been teaching students that long, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a professor. But anyway, assistant professor. Didn't assist anybody. I taught the class myself. And I always had one goal in mind. The goal wasn't to give everybody A's, and the goal wasn't to fire people or to fire students or kick students out. The goal was to make sure they got it. And if somebody didn't get it, I would make sure I would take the time that they got it. Now, that's tricky because you have smart people in the class, and then you have other people in the class that might struggle a little bit. So you would have the smart people in the class going, yeah, I got it, I got it. And you're like, do you really got it? Do you really? Are you going to remember it, though, in a week? Let me show you guys how you'll remember this in a week. And for those of you that don't really get it, maybe look at it this way. So I would re-engage the whole class. And then sometimes I would pick up a few more extra people learning. Okay, so that's what it is. Okay, now I get it. Until I could feel like everybody in the class, because I didn't want to leave anyone out. And if anybody was left out, I'd go, guys, here's my cell. Call me. See me after hours. But that takes time. You have to care. And I found out I was one of the only... I found out that I was one of the only professors that would actually do that. I think a lot of professors I worked with cared, but they would make a test and be like, well, I just need to know that you listen to my lectures. No, you need to know that they are going to, you know, be good at what they do, what they're taking the class for, and that they learned what would help them pass any test, any board, any sort of competency academic test on this. That's your goal. If these kids don't learn it, then they don't learn it. They take the class again. Well, apparently, there was a chemistry professor at NYU who got canned. And he got canned because 80 students complained that the class was too hard. Dr. Maitland Jones Jr. was fired. Earlier this year, he was let go after students complained that his organic chemistry class was too hard. Organic chemistry is hard. Organic chemistry is kind of the weeder class when it comes to medical school. People failed organic chemistry and never became doctors. That's kind of what the class does, because if you can't get through organic chemistry, there is no way you're going to get through medical school. Yet, the school didn't think so. More than 80 of his 350 students signed a petition saying he was responsible for their failing grades. On Tuesday, NYU released a statement saying in part that there were multiple student complaints about his dismissiveness, unresponsiveness, condensation, lack of transparency about grading. Now, that's a different topic. But they said, in short, he was hired to teach and wasn't successful, a spokesperson said, adding that there were troubling indicators regarding his teaching, including a high rate of withdrawals. The course evaluation scores for Jones, who the school said was hired for a year-long appointment to specifically teach OChem, were by far the worst, not only among members of the chemistry department, but among all the university's undergrad science courses. When Jones learned he would not be returning, he stopped grading the students' current work, and he basically left. So some people think his firing is unfair. I would like to know more about what's going on, and I'll tell you why. I have seen professors not give a damn. And I've seen professors give tests based on, like, their syllabus. You didn't read the syllabus, so you failed. Like, well, I read the material in class. I was supposed to read something you gave to me months ago. What the? So you do have some professors that are not very transparent about, you know, how come the pretty girl got the A and the other guy failed? What's going on here? So course evaluations are very important, and they're taken. I was very lucky to get good course evaluations. But a colleague of mine who didn't, he quit. Just found out another colleague of mine who would get crappy course evaluations quit. When a student doesn't like you, it's brutal. But I got to tell you, you don't bribe the students. Students, you giving a student an A, that doesn't help. You know, because my husband was like, why do they like you so much? You giving everybody A's? And I go, no. What I'm doing is I'm testing them, and I'm on what they are supposed to know, and I'm making sure they know it. And the test shows that they know it. And if they don't know it, they work with me for hours until they do. But if I gave somebody an A that didn't deserve it, then the people that are gunning for A's are going to be like, wait a second. I'm not here to, you know, this isn't, you know, communal. So I gave people A's and B's and C's. I don't think I failed one of my students because I made sure that student I took the time with to pass. And by taking the time, hours. One student had to take boards. I worked with him for weeks, if not months. And it's something that I thought I need to do. Not the average professor does this, but I really, really bond with my students and I like them. So when a student doesn't like you and they think you don't care, these evaluations are written so it's not subjective. So, like, let's say you wear a MAGA hat or you wear a I love Joe Biden, whatever. A student can't just make stuff up. There has to be a, well, you know, this is what happens. This is what happens. And a lot of times before a professor gets fired, they run it by the department chair. They run it by others. And they're like, I'm hearing the same thing. I don't know why he's teaching this way. But on the flip side, if it's just a hard class and he's like, look, here's the material. You didn't study it. You quit trying to flirt or whatever. I'm not going to change your grade. Then we have a problem of kids expecting easy A's, and that will never happen in organic chemistry. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so every now and then I get a note from somebody saying, why don't we have the migrants join the military and do what France did? France has, I believe, the Foreign Legion, where an individual, if they serve for, I believe, 3 years, can then get automatic French citizenship. But it's a very highly, very specialized train. I don't think you force it. I think it's by choice if somebody wants to do it. But it's an interesting question, but we get that a lot. Where if we have these millions of people that want to come to America, why not have them do something for America and earn their place? Well, it's tricky. It's not as simple. It has been suggested. In fact, there have been programs under the Trump administration and Obama administration where citizenship was expedited if a migrant or an immigrant decided to join the military and help. I know some people are thinking, well, you can't do that because what if we have, wolves in sheep's clothing, and we have Taliban operatives or cartel operatives, you know, trying to come in as innocent, and then they infiltrate the military. The military already, if they can't vet you, and I know for the French Legion, they do, that they, you have to already have, you know, a passport in the EU, and, you know, there's already certain criteria. But, you know, with America, it's not like they're going to necessarily give you clearance. So there would be, you know, places within the military that they could use the extra strong hands and not necessarily, you know, put themselves at risk from a, you know, from a defense and a, you know, a security, you know, our national security issues. So, you know, it's a thought that keeps coming up. But the reason why people are wondering if we need to go there is because we have a huge, huge problem with lack of people wanting to join the military. So when I grew up, you know, you would see men dressed in uniform come to the high school, and I'd be like, oh, dang. And I'm like, so I could date one of these guys? And I'm like, You know, and then they're like, no, the girls are in the barracks off to the side, so we can't be with the guys? Oh, no, then never mind. Now I wanted to hang out with the guys. And you, they would come, they were in uniform, they looked fit, they looked healthy, their hair was short. And in the 80s, I know that turned off a lot of guys. Because, you know, they had their rocker hair and, you know, punk hair, and they're like mohawks and things like that. They're like, You know, but clean cut, good looking, and they had a promise of going to college. Now, I was worried about how I was going to afford college. Luckily, I got a scholarship to the in-state school. But for a lot of us that didn't have money to go to college, didn't have parents who could pay for it, the military offered that opportunity. Not to mention you have individuals who want to serve the country and wanted to fight. But when I was growing up, this was post, oh, my nose is running, sorry. This was post-Vietnam. So a lot of individuals are like, I don't want to go to Vietnam. I don't want to be drafted. I don't want to, you know, Vietnam was bad. A lot of people died. A lot of people didn't come back. They came back injured. And so it took some, look, I want to help my country, but I don't know if I want to do this. So the military is like, but look, here's the thing. You get educated. You don't necessarily have to be front line. You know, you could become a doctor in the military. You could become a dentist. You could become an engineer. And so you could serve your country, but you don't necessarily have to be frontline battlefield, things like that. And so they would talk to us, and they would recruit. And people would be like, okay, that's fascinating. That's fantastic. But, you know, things are different. You know, we don't have the same respect that, you know, back in the 40s, you know, you felt dumb. If you were walking around the city and you weren't in the military, you weren't overseas fighting, you know, the Second World War, you were like, okay, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? It's embarrassing. You know, you got it. And you couldn't leave because, you know, for the most part, if your mom and dad or other brothers were there to take care of the family, you could go. But nowadays, most kids take care of their parents, or most parents still take care of their kids. Most kids are not of the ideal physique. We have a huge obesity crisis. You also have a lack of physical activity. I mean, when I did sports, we had some football. You know, we had, you know, baseball and softball and kickball and things like that, but we had to run. And we always had to run miles. And we had to, and I ran a 6-minute mile as a kid. I was pretty happy, proud of myself. But it was, you had to run miles. And you had, you know, now it's, okay, you know what, you're having chest pain, you have asthma, you have this, fine, just sit it out, just walk it. Just walk it if you can't run, just walk it. So we have people that can't run a mile, can't run 2 miles, can't run 5 miles. Now we don't have the big backpacks like we did, which, by the way, I think really ruined our necks and backs. That's why a lot of us Gen X's are really messed up, because the big textbooks we had. And in the 80s, it was uncool to have both your backpack shoulders on, so you only did one. I still do that. When I use the backpack, I only do one. Because both, then I'm like, oh, no, the style is you could do on both, thank God, because for neck and back. So my kids will now put it on both of them. That it's, but in the 80s, that was uncool. You never wore it like that. You know, you just put it on the side. So our necks and backs are all messed up in the Gen X's. But we have a much different scenario now. Now is kids are overweight. They might not have a father figure at the house. So whatever money they work and make, it goes to mom, and they help support mom. Some of them, I could go to college for free. I could go to college for free. They're going to work on free college. They might write off student debt. I don't need to go into the military for college. So the military has been telling us for a long time that this is a definite national security threat. One is we have less young people healthy enough to serve, and now there's fewer people that want to serve. So the question keeps coming up, then what about the migrants? If we have millions of people wanting to come to America, why not have them serve? Well, like I said, I don't think any of these programs force it. You can't force somebody into the military non-wartime. There are drafts, and during draft times, you could, but you can't do it while it's peaceful. But we have a lot of individuals who want to work. They want their families taken care of. They want a job. Rather than dumping them off, because both the Democrats and Republicans are driving them to foreign cities, to other cities, saying, here, I think a bunch just got dropped off at Kamala Harris's house. Why not see if any of them want to join the military and want to, you know, serve the country? Learn the language? They'll learn the language. They'll learn to serve the country. I'm not saying you force it, but, you know, maybe that is an option. And there's things that the military can do that, like I said, don't necessarily have to deal with certain clearance. So there are programs that I'm not going to go through them, but there have been, I mean, we do have immigrants in the military. And there's the Immigrant Military Members and Veterans Initiative. There's things that, like I said, Trump, Obama, there's ways we can address this. But somebody has to want it. And the other issue is we don't know how physically healthy some of the migrants are. If you know, when you have standards in the military, these people have to follow their academic standards. You know, I heard that there's some things that they're not making people do anymore, like you don't have to do pull-ups, you don't have to do push-ups, because, and mind you, as a girl, I was able to do pull-ups and push-ups. Pull-ups were hard, but if I had to do the pull-ups, I could do it as a kid. Now, oh gosh, no, the boobies, it's ridiculous. No way. No, I couldn't even see the bar, because I couldn't even see the bar. The boobs would be in the way. But as a kid, yeah, push-ups were hard, but I got them done. But there, you know, if the military is already starting to make certain modifications because they have to have men, women, transgender, allowing to satisfy certain physical requirements. If we do have any migrants that really want to serve, and we have places in the military that will not have sensitive sort of classified information that they would have access to, I think there's a lot. I think there's a bunch of potential because we're understaffed and we're, you know, and these migrants need homes. They need living. They need, because that's a big problem that Americans have with what's happening with the border. It's not only that, you know, cartel can come over and there can be wolves in cheap clothing, but also we have all these individuals that are just being, okay, fine, you made it, just go find a job somewhere. Maybe we do try to come up with something and you know, carry on with some of the president's thought we could maybe do. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime to allow Chevron to resume pumping oil there, paving the way for a potential reopening of U.S. and European markets to oil exports from Venezuela. This as the White House remains on scramble mode after OPEC announces they will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. Reacting to the news that oil may soon be coming from Venezuela, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells CNN,
"Well, it's certainly a surprise move. Now, keep in mind the Biden administration has options or has been looking at options from countries like Iran and now this with Venezuela, at the same time potentially overlooking U.S. domestic production."
President Biden is spending part of his Thursday touring an IBM plant in New York. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been saying for a while that we need to prepare for a food shortage. Oh, Dr. Dolly, you're just like the rest of them trying to cause panic. No, I'm not. Just trying to warn you guys. Make sure you guys are thinking straight. Hey, what's going on in Ukraine can be part of the problem. But another part of the problem is inflation. Issues our farmers are having. China business people are buying up our farmland. Right, where we have labor shortages. We have real bad mismanagement by our public officials that I do anticipate a food shortage. One symptom of that is food prices going up. Meat getting more expensive. But another symptom is what we have learned today, where now they're telling us that we might not want to throw out our food by the Best Buy date. So I throw out my food depending on what it smells like or what it looks like. I've thrown out food before the Best Buy date. I use it as a guide, but I don't use it as the holy grail of it. But sometimes I notice that something's still good and fresh, even a day after. The problem is once I think about it, then I'm like, nah, it's not fresh. So sometimes I've had bread that was after the Best Buy. I've had, because I try to store my food pretty good. But the problem is we waste food. And I can't stand it in my family when I see a half a loaf of bread thrown out. I'm like, what the hell, guys? Especially now that the loaf of bread's $5 a pop. I'm like, guys, what's going on? Well, it's moldy. Let me see. It's not moldy. Well, it's the expiration date. I go, okay, well, if you don't want to eat it, I'm looking at it, it looks fine. Let's give it to the birds or the duckies. But let's not throw it out. I just think throwing out food is a sin. If you have cans of food and you don't want to eat the cans, send it to a food bank. But we throw out too much food. So now, the U.S. officials want us to maybe relook at our Best Buy dates. They say manufacturers have used the labels for decades to estimate peak freshness. Unlike used by labels, which are found on perishable foods like meat and dairy, best before labels have nothing to do with safety, they say. According to AP News, may encourage consumers to throw away food that's perfectly fine to eat. So used by is a direct order. Used by is like if you're going to use it, you got to use it or you lose it. You use this by October 15th. But best by is a suggestion. It's an opinion. We think this is best if you use it by Thanksgiving. So some companies are thinking maybe we should just get away with the best, just get away with it. Don't just do away with it. According to Patty Apple, manager of Food Shift in Alameda, California, it's a nonprofit that collects and uses expired or imperfect foods. She says they read the dates and then they assume that it's bad. They can't eat it and they toss it. When these dates don't mean that it's not edible and that they're not nutritious or tasty. So UK chains like Waitrose, Sainsbury, Marks and Spencer have removed the best before labels from prepackaged fruit and vegetables. The European Union is expected to announce a revamp to its labeling laws by the end of the year. It's considering abolishing best before labels altogether. In the US, we don't have necessarily a similar push, but there is growing momentum to standardize the language on labels to help educate buyers. You know, one thing you could then do is if you're worried, a lot of it is liability. So if somebody could say, I ate your package of celery or cereal and I got sick. And they're like, but what gives them that out is, but you, this is old. You ate it. There's a day. When did you eat it? I ate it October 4th. But the due date or the Best Buy date was September 10th. They're out. They're not liable because they had something on there. So food companies might be like, but I don't want to be sued or I don't want my product blasted all over the news in a recall if somebody's holding on to the food for 6 months. So maybe what they need to do is have a due date or a don't use past. So maybe that's what they should do. Rather than best before, maybe they should say don't use past and pick a random day, you know, a month from now or 2 months from now, depending on the type of food. So there is a push from big grocers and food companies and bipartisan legislation in Congress. Dana Gunders, executive director of ReFed, it's a New York-based nonprofit that studies food waste, says, I do think that the level of support for this has grown tremendously. The United Nations estimates that 17% of global food production is wasted each year. Most of that comes from households. In the U.S., as much as 35% of food available goes uneaten. 35% of food. Can you imagine those starving? Going, what the hell are you guys doing? That adds up to a lot of wasted energy, including water, land, labor that goes into the food production. Higher greenhouse gas emissions also. They say there are many reasons food gets wasted, from large portion sizes to customers' rejection of an imperfect produce. But ReFed estimates that 7% of U.S. food waste, or 4 million tons annually, is based on the label. Yeah, I'm going to be cleaning out my fridge this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to post pictures again. I don't know why people love my clean fridge pictures. Maybe it's because they just don't believe me that I'm actually cleaning it. And then I show them and they're like, oh my God, you have that in your fridge too? So I don't know if I'm going to show pictures. I don't know if I want to do that. But I'm going to clean out my fridge. And I got to tell you, if there's butter or eggs that are old, now I don't always throw out the eggs. I have eggs that are past due. I forget. And the eggs still taste good, and they, I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, but I need to look that up. And again, I don't want to tell you guys to not throw out old food. I don't want you to get sick. But there's a big difference between, you know, best used by, that's our opinion, or, you know, expires on this date. Now, what I think we could do to help fight domestic hunger and world hunger is we have two dates. We have the don't eat past a certain date, and then the donation date. Donate this by a certain date. And maybe that is what we need to have on the labels. And there's a network. I mean, because look at how many homeless people we have. And I mean, we all, you know, we need food. What if there is a network of where you know that you could donate it? I know people don't want to leave the house, so it's easier to throw in the garbage. But I think you'll feel guilty if there's a don't donate this by date. And then you're like, okay, well, then I'm going to dump this off in a, you know, there'll be like a cold bin or something at the local, at a local, you know, a grocery store, a drop-off. And then the company can pick it up. And I know that's a lot because you have a lot of home, but honestly, we have so much food that's getting thrown out. So they say the effort is voluntary. Language on labels continues to be sell-by, enjoy-by, freshest before. But, you know, we're going to have a food crisis. And we're going to, food prices are going to go up. Now, people may on their own start to eat less. But I think there's a way we can manage this. I told you, we're expecting chocolate to be in short supply by 2030 because of the chocolate farms starting to, you know, go away. That's not cool. Save me your chocolate. I don't care if there's a bite in it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Amazon got two headlines today, and the headlines seem to conflict, but not really. The first headline Amazon made is they are going to hire 150,000 full-time, part-time, seasonal, and seasonal employees across its warehouses before the holiday season hits. Not sure how many of them will keep their job after, but if you're looking for a job, Amazon is hiring. And I think they're going to pay pretty nice. Because we're going to be coming into a flu season, another COVID season. A lot of people aren't necessarily, you know, going window shopping, or they're worried about crime, so they might not be going to the average store and risk any shot or mauled or whatever. So Amazon is anticipating a huge spike. So the announcement was made today, and the e-commerce giant is going to hire 150,000 people to prepare for the holiday. Walmart said they're going to hire 40,000 U.S. workers. Now, you're like, whew, well, Walmart's hiring a lot. That's compared to 150,000 in 2021. Walmart hired a lot more last year. Why are they only hiring a third to almost a quarter of that? Not sure. Recession? Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe they're worried that they're not going to have as strong a Christmas season. So UPS and Target, they have holiday hiring plans. They're going to probably do similar to last year. How much do Amazon workers make? Seattle-based Amazon said workers can earn up to $19 an hour based on their position and location within the U.S. The company had announced last week it could raise its average pay for frontline workers by a dollar. So then they could maybe say, okay, we're $20 an hour. Also make changes so employees could get paid more frequently than once or twice a month. Analysts expect the holiday shopping season to be impacted by, you know, budget conscious, you know, people trying to navigate higher prices. And again, Amazon was brilliant in how they did that. You didn't have to leave your house. You could compare prices. And what I do when I now shop on Amazon is I compare. I have Google Shopping. So I'll type in what I want. I'm like, oh, I like that, but I don't like the price. So then I'll go to Google. I'll type that in and hit the shopping thing. And if I see the prices are similar, I'll just go ahead with Amazon because I have free shipping. If it's cheaper, I'll find out why it's so much cheaper, figure out what my shipping is, and go, you know what, I'll save money. So Salesforce analyzes online shopping data. It forecasts digital sales to reach $265 billion this U.S. November, December. So holiday sales, they say, will, though, remain flat compared to last year. They think it's only going to bump up 3%. And usually holiday season is our big season. Holiday season is where, you know, if you're in retail, I can really rake it in. And a lot of us, we use what we make during the winter to cover us during the summer. But overall, retail business is sluggish. Didn't Amazon Prime go up in price? I know a lot of the things I shop for went up in price. Cat food is ridiculously expensive. So if I could get it cheaper at Sam's Club or Costco, I do. So I've been buying less on Amazon. And I think Amazon has been realizing a lot of people have bought less. Also, I bought up a whole bunch of toilet paper and paper towel, not during the pandemic, but last year, right before I knew that prices were going to go up and inflation was going to get worse. So I still have enough toilet paper. I don't need to keep, and when I go on Amazon to get toilet paper, I usually get something else. But much of what I spent, they did well last year because of what I spent. But, so Amazon, despite them hiring 150,000 people, they are going to freeze corporate hiring in their retail stores. So the layoffs are coming now. And tech companies, I think Meta, who owns Facebook, they're going to be cutting back. So Amazon is pausing hiring for corporate roles in its retail business, according to New York Times. And Amazon instructed recruiters to close all open job openings for those roles in the coming days. They're going to cancel recruiting activities like phone calls to screen new candidates. Amazon spokesperson Brad Glaser said the retail giant continues to have a significant number of open roles across the company. They say we have many different businesses at various stages of evolution, and we expect to keep adjusting our hiring strategies in each of these businesses at various junctures. Well, if they have to hire 150,000 people and pay them close to $20 an hour, they need to cut somewhere. Amazon is the latest company to reevaluate their hiring plans. Several companies like Google, Apple, Meta have announced they're going to slow or temporarily pause hiring. Companies are also looking for ways to gird for potential headwinds. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy is trying to rein in the cost. Company is dealing with slow growth. It's core retail business. And so, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm seeing a lot of signs on the wall. I'm seeing like what's happening with our gas. I'm seeing what's happening with our you know, with how costs are going up. And I'm trying right now to figure out, do I buy my Christmas presents now? I don't want to do it when the sales go up. I really think you are going to see some outlandish price hikes for holiday season. You have a captive audience. They know a lot of these online stores know they don't have to worry about loyalty. So these brick and mortar stores, they have to make sure your experience is so good that you will drive all the way to their location, even in the snow, get out of your car, and go to them to buy. Nowadays, it's, well, you're going to just look for the cheapest one anyway. So why do I have to bust my butt? I'm going to see what everybody else is charging. Now, I don't think they all talk to each other and raise the prices. I think that's illegal. I don't think you're allowed to do that. But if they're like, look, you know, this is the suggested manufacturer price. This is what we're going to charge. Maybe we'll cut it off by a dollar. But you're going to notice that there's going to be not much difference because these stores are like, look, if Amazon's charging this much, then we will too. And then you're not going to get the deals that you think. So, you know, the other option you could do, and I tell you, guys, this each year, is look at what you want to buy your kids and look at what the price was this summer, what the price is now. If you start to see it going up, I just don't think there's going to be a sale. Now, there might be some online companies that are going to be really hurting for business, and they're going to be throwing free shipping, 20% coupon codes, things like that. But if there's a hot commodity item, they're not going to lower the price because they know you're going to Google and try to find them and find them online. So I'm not telling you to buy all your Christmas shopping now because I don't want you to miss out on some of the sales that could be. All I'm telling you is don't count on there being sales. There's a very good chance that because these companies are bracing for such a crappy recession coming and a downturn of things, that they're going to want to get their money while they can. And they know you'll forgive them. If you find out you paid $2 more, I mean, remember I was complaining that stuff on Amazon was expensive? I still went back on Amazon and bought paper towel. I have a short memory when it comes to that because if they have something cheaper, I'll go back on there. So they might get me on some items if, you know, I can't get it anywhere else, but I'll be able to get a sale later. So just slowly take a look, see what you, but start thinking about Christmas now. And if you could think you could get something cheaper before they up the prices, I would do that. But I really expect prices to be up. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.